Deborah Walker, welcome to Sunday Night at the TSO.
Thank you for having me.
You are a first-timer on this show, so we have some get-to-know-you questions.
Okay,
you're
perfect.
Ready?
I am.
What's your favorite cuisine?
Italian.
Oh, yeah.
It
Anything particularly
Italian.
In Italian food?
Oh, gosh, everything. Sauces, the meats, it's all flavorful.
Yeah.
I spend a lot of time in Italy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's nice. Mm-hmm. That'll do it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Your dream travel destination?
I have to say Epinay in France, because that's where we got engaged.
Oh.
And so we've been back several times, and it's just a very special place for us. When we travel around the world, we've been back about four times. So Champagne District, it's lovely.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's great. Drink of choice at a bar?
Prosecco.
Aha! Favorite classical composer?
Tchaikovsky.
Oh, yeah. Favorite place in Toronto and why?
Biagio's.
Okay. Italian food.
Italian food, but the staff is amazing. The food's fabulous. Biagio has turned out to be a very good friend of ours. We've actually applied for the Order of Ontario for him, and he's received it through efforts of my husband and some friends. The food and the ambiance is exquisite. Taking our granddaughters have grown up there. They're now 20. So they've grown up literally from the time they were a baby. It's very fun.
And they love Italian food
they
too,
do.
I take it.
They do.
Okay. Tell us a bit about your background. How did you get involved with the Toronto Symphony Volunteer Committee?
Through a stroke in 92, I had to find some other avenues after I couldn't work any further. And so a friend of ours, a dear friend, she brought me on board in 2011, and I haven't looked back. So I've been the chair, I've been the president, I've been the vice president. I stepped back for a while, I came back in. And the music, from a brain perspective, neurologically getting better, the classical music has really been a big part of that.
Really?
So when they approached me to join, I thought, good opportunity. I mean, and really nice, nice people.
Yeah. Tell us a bit about what the TSVC does and its role for the Toronto Symphony Orchestra.
We're 100 years strong right now, going into our 101st. We support the TSO through our funding, through our fundraising. The youth orchestra has tuition-free enrollment since 2015, and we support that as well. We established $1 million endowment fund last year, so for the conductor's position.
Now, tell us about what the TSVC has gotten up to this season so far.
We're continually working on our fine wine auction, which is yearly, getting donations from beautiful donors, working on our bridge event is just finished, murder mystery coming up on May 27th, and our marathon will take place September to October. So that's the Toronto Marathon that we participate in.
And it's all
in.
Raising money for the TSO.
Every penny.
Amazing. Now, this bridge event sounded fun. How did that work?
It was good. Since COVID, we had to go online.
Okay.
So it's been a little bit tricky, challenging for some of the women because they like to play. It's a social event. But online, you can have people from all over, again, from all over North America playing.
Now, this murder mystery party sounds really fun.
1920s theme.
Fantastic.
With a modern day murder. So it's almost like the movie Midnight in Paris. So everyone's going to be done in the 1920s, flapper style, prohibition, and then they're going to have a modern day murder. Biagio is catering, pleased about that, and it's taking place in the old city hall, which was built in 1805, and it's gorgeous. Just beautiful. So we're lucky we're having some musicians from the TSO come in play. It'll be fun.
That sounds amazing. What kind of capacity is there for this event?
So 160, the tickets are $250. And they're selling fast. We only have six tables left. So please go on the site for tsvc.ca.
Okay.
Look up murder mystery and you can find all the particulars there.
And again, that's May 27th.
Correct.
Wow, it sounds like a lot of fun. Have you done one of these before, the TSVC?
1990, they had a murder mystery, and they did it at someone's house where they had one room decorated into an old train, like an Orient Express idea, and they had a murder there, and then a dinner. So they've been doing this for years. Since 1923, these women, not these particular women, they would be very annoyed with me if they thought they were saying 100 years old.
Yeah.
But the women, our ancestors, have been raising money for 100 years, and the ideas are they're fresh. Some of them are being reinvented, and then we have new members coming in that are millennials coming in with fresh ideas. let's try this, let's try that. So
yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like it's a really creative group of people, mm-hmm. the way you generate different fun ways and interesting ways to raise money for the TSO.
Always.
What are the meetings like?
Well, most of the time we have three general meetings and our AGM, we get to hold it at a country club to make it a little special. They used to hold them at homes and gotten away from that. There's a mix, you know, you have old blood, you've got new blood, and a lot of ideas flowing, and you want to make everybody feel wanted and that they're important. And that's my mantra. Everybody's important, so it's a good thing, I feel.
How big is the TSVC?
We used to have 400 members, and as, you know, things progressed, we're down to 120 right now.
Okay.
But I don't like to say down to, because, of course, we have the new introductory members coming through and coming up, even granddaughters, you know, who want to do something part-time in the summer, you know, coming in. But it is a fundraiser, so there's that commitment on the member's part as well.
If somebody wanted to get involved with the TSVC, what should they do?
Go online, tsvc.ca, go right into the application. You want to be a volunteer, and it'll take you right into the site. Fill out an application, and it gives you a variety of options for your interests, so that's good.
And what are some of the goals for the upcoming 2024-25 season?
Well, we're working on the AMSOF conference since it's coming in 2026. That'll be a big one. We have a new golf tournament coming up in 25 with our new projects. We reenacted the day at the races last year, so that's coming back. New projects are always thinking of new things, but we're concentrating on the murder mystery right now, so that's
that sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. So remember, that's May 27th, 6 p.m., right?
Correct. Cocktails at 6, dinners at 7.
Right, that's Old City. Oh, St. Lawrence Hall. Yeah, that's a beautiful venue.
Yes.
Oh, that'll be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. We can find out more at tsvc.ca.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Deborah Walker. It was great to meet you tonight.
Thank you.